You're listening to Real Estate for Real People, hosted by the Stone Sisters. The Stone Sisters have built an award-winning realty business, and they're here to share some of their knowledge with you. A new episode drops every Thursday. If you enjoy the show, please share it with a friend and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And visit www.stonesisters.com for more information just like this.
So buying a house in the Okanagan, if somebody comes to you, we get this often, buyers coming lots of times from out of town and, you know, they don't know Kelowna very well and they come to us and say, okay, I'm moving to the Okanagan. I know nothing. What's some of the advice you'd give them, Tamara?
Oh, it's a great question. And you're right. It is probably the number one question that we're asked. Mm-hmm. And I think the first thing is we've got to understand who they are. So if the buyer's coming and they've got young kids, if it's a young family, you know, I know you're going to be able to answer that really quickly. So
yeah. So young families, you know, most times people say they want to be in a neighborhood where their kids are going to have friends instantly. So before that moving truck is unpacked, their kids are going to know the neighborhood kids. So that would be Kettle Valley. Mm-hmm. That would be Wilden, mm-hmm. Shannon Lake over in West Kelowna.
Rose Valley.
Yeah. There's some great family neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Black Mountain's another one, mm-hmm. You know, where you've got, you know, something I find interesting and people ask and they say, okay, well, how many, you know, if it's a family with kids and they'll say, well, how many kids are here? And correct me if I'm wrong, Shannon, but I, you know, I'll say to people that in Kettle Valley, for example, I think it's as high as 8.5 out of 10 houses have got children.
For sure. It's funny, actually. Kettle Valley is children and then retirees. Because it is a walkable neighborhood. Once you're there, you've got a coffee store. It's quiet. But I think also, too, people love having the kids racing their bikes around and yeah. the laughter. And there's lots of parks. And, you know, it has really that old kind of town feel, in a sense, in a small community. And I think Wilden's similar to that.
Yeah, I would agree. Wilden's probably not as many young families. Mm-hmm. I think Wilden is also an excellent family area, but given the proximity to the university, to the airport, and then to the private school, to Aberdeen Preparatory School, I think you see, you know, if I had to guess, if 8.5 families out of 10 have kids in Kettle Valley, it's probably 7 in Wilden, would you say?
Yeah, I would agree. And Wilden also attracts those that are wanting to work and be downtown because it's so central to there. Again, lots of great hiking and everything in Wilden. So does Kettle Valley. Mm-hmm. So people that are, you know, active and want that recreational right in their backyard. Mm-hmm. What are some other neighborhoods that are good for that?
Oh, again, it's all going to really depend on what people are looking for. You know, again, if it's somebody coming here, families, Lower Mission's a really popular one. Mm-hmm. It can deter some families because it's expensive. Mm-hmm. You know, average price point's a little more. And houses tend to be a bit older. The lots are bigger. Generally speaking, they're spaced a little further apart.
Which is so nice. I think that's what's one of the driving things that people mm-hmm. are attracted to the Lower Mission, because you get privacy. You don't get that as much as, say, Kettle Valley or some pockets in Upper Mission. Mm-hmm. Lower Mission, you get those big lot sizes. You can ride your bike to the beach, H2O. I mean, it's so central. It's nice and in the flats.
Now, this is just self-serving for me, I guess, but I'm a runner, as you know, and a cyclist, and I don't want to be up on the hill. And it would be easy to go for your run, you know, head out the door and go down. But coming home, I don't think I could do it. So that's, you know, that's something I really like to ask people is, you know, what are you interested in? You know, we know you're moving here for great schools. We know you're moving here for, you know, for work or what have you. But what do you do in your off time? What's mm-hmm. what's important to you? And I think that really helps shape the communities that people will be in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one area that we're seeing a lot of growth is the downtown area. Mm-hmm. I mean, you take a drive through downtown. Kelowna's always been a little bit of a town, a sleepy town to some degree, especially our downtown core. And, you know, you drive down there and you see all these high rises that are being built. Yeah. And it's this dynamic, walkable neighborhood.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually been a big switch. Hey, I would say maybe over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. even perhaps a bit less, that we're seeing a lot of people come from big cities, you know, coming from mm-hmm. Toronto, coming from Calgary or Vancouver, and they only want to have one car. And they do want to walk to get their groceries and have a very high walk score and be in something that's a much more urban setting. Mm-hmm. So,
and there's lots of opportunities down there. The Innovation Center is down there.
UBC, Okanagan, yes. They're doing a new campus for the university there.
So really, you could live down there and not have a car at all, which is pretty amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've seen lots of changes over the years.
Let's talk about Rutland. You know, that's it's something that, you know, if you came, you were moving to Kelowna and you went into a coffee shop and you said, okay, where should I look at going? And, you know, we always used to say that the person serving you the cup of coffee might go, well, wherever it is, you don't want to go across the bridge and you don't want to go to Rutland. And I think that's a fallacy. I don't think that's the case anymore.
Well, Rutland is now deemed the center of town. Like the, where the Home Depot is along the highway is now deemed where almost the center of town is. So Rutland has become an area where it's really central. You're close to the university. You're close to everything. And you just zip right onto the highway and you can get anywhere, which is, you know, a lot more central than Upper Mission or some of the other neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, as Kelowna grows, and what are they forecasting? They think we're going to hit 200,000 within, you know, within 10, 15 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
Our population. So, of course, with that, I mean, it's great. It's bringing better restaurants and it's bringing more culture and so on, but it's bringing more traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
So big factor for a lot of people. Bridge. How big an issue is the bridge?
It's funny, our kids play hockey, so we are taking that bridge every single day, sometimes twice a day, and it's not really a big deal. Mm-hmm. It used to be that, you know, walking or going across the bridge was, you know, created a big issue for traffic wise and would add an hour in your trip, and it really doesn't anymore.
No.
Lots of people that live over on the west side get down to downtown Kelowna in minutes. So
Mm-hmm. I think the new bridge certainly helped. And I think the way they're managing traffic and, you know, there are a lot more amenities over in West Kelowna. So you don't have to come over to the Kelowna side to get groceries or to go to a movie anymore. So,
well, talking about amenities over on the west side, there are a ton of amenities on the west side. And the thing that's nice is everything is new. So you have all new restaurants. And yeah, it's a great neighborhood over there. And another thing is all the wineries are in your back pocket.
Oh, yeah. And the wine industry here is absolutely exploding. We went for a drive on the over there on Saturday. I can't believe how many new wineries are popping up. Wineries I haven't heard of.
So if you live over there, you get a view property and a winery in your backyard, and you are probably seconds to the beach and really close to downtown. So,
okay, you just said a key word that I think is worth talking about, and some of our listeners are going to bring this up: view. People are moving here. A lot of people are coming from outside the area. And the number one thing they're looking for, generally speaking, is a view.
Mm-hmm. So the neighborhoods that have the best views or offer views are talking over onto the west side. You've got Lakeview Heights that's over there. You've got Upper Mission. Kettle Valley offers views. Dilworth, Wilden, now with the new section of Wilden. Great views over there. Mm-hmm. And then people are also moving out into the Lake Country and McKinley Landing as well over there.
Mm-hmm.
Any other areas that we would say for... I mean, actually, I was up in Black Mountain, and the development that's happening over there is amazing. And the view properties, you get to see all through the valley and the lake. So stunning view properties in Black Mountain, too.
We're really fortunate here in Kelowna, and I think it's one of my favorite things about the city is the fact that we're alongside the lake. So you actually get views everywhere you go. I mean, you and I both spend our days driving around, and you see the lake from all these different vantage points. You see stunning, you know, valley views and mountain views where, you know, it's hard to not get some kind of view here.
So that leads to another question. If you're buying a property here, how important is it that you buy a view? Would you recommend somebody pay the extra to get a view property?
Ah, that's a good question. And, you know, let's backtrack a little bit. How much is a view going to cost you?
Oh, that's a good question. I knew you were going to ask me that one. I would say a view property, depending, is going to be 100, maybe upwards in this market, 150, depending on how good that view is.
Yeah, it always used to be, I think, sort of a rule of thumb was that, you know, what did Dad call it? A ribbon lake view, like a little sliver of the lake, was going to cost you about $50,000. And you're right. Some properties with that jaw-dropping view, you know, unobstructed view where you're on the edge of the mountain and all you see is the lake in front of you and you know, the hills on the other side, that is 250, 300,000 more
for sure
to secure that. So how important is it? I mean, you're probably the same, Shannon. I think having lived here our whole lives, like I just said, everywhere you go, we're driving around, you see that lake. So do you really need to pay an extra 50, 150, 350,000 more for a view? You don't need to. Once you've had a view, it's pretty hard to give up.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're moving here from somewhere where you've never had a view, pretty nice to suddenly have that view, I think. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the other things that people are looking for and some of those things that make a property unique when you're buying, would you say?
I think a big thing people are looking for now, something we're certainly hearing everybody talk about and ask about, is privacy. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. I think, you know, it's, I mean, we're all lonely living in the middle of this pandemic, but I think people want their home to really be a sanctuary, to be a getaway at the end of a day, whether you've been online on Zoom meetings all day or face-to-face with people. I think, you know, to have a little sanctuary, whether that's a nice deck with a bit of privacy or, a swimming pool and a big backyard or, you know, an acreage up in Southeast Kelowna where you're really away from it all and your own oasis. Mm-hmm. I think privacy is a very big thing.
Yeah, I think so too. And storage, something that we're hearing a lot of is people are wanting, you know, a triple garage or room for their toys. I think as everybody gears and shifts a little bit more into lifestyle, people are asking for, you know, they want room for their toys. They don't even necessarily bigger living space, but room for their toys so that they can have their ATVs or they can have their extra car or their Jeep and their boat. And people are really wanting to move here for the lifestyle that the Okanagan offers.
Well, and that's something, I mean, we call it the Kelowna effect and I kind of chuckle at it, but I think it's so interesting that people move here from Winnipeg or from Ottawa or what have you, wherever they're coming from. And then they do, you know, they'll get bikes and then maybe they do, you know, pick up a couple stand-up paddle boards. And the next thing you know, after a year or two, they're biking, they're downhill skiing, they're going quadding, they're, you know, paddle boarding and kayaking. And, you know, we really do celebrate the outdoors here. I think it's a huge draw. And I love to see that most people do take advantage of it.
For sure. Right. Well, it is a Four Seasons playground. So the skiing, I mean, we've got four ski resorts to choose from right in our back pocket. And then all the beaches and the wineries and the golf courses here in the summer and the spring. So pretty lucky.
It's funny with storage because you drive through some of these newer areas. And I think it is areas that tend to have younger families. So Wilden, North Glenmore, Magic Estates, Kettle Valley. And you'll see, you know, they've got double garages and yet nobody parks in the garage. Because that's where the bikes go, the hockey nets,
the
scooters.
I'm thinking of our house right now. I'm like, yeah, you're right. We don't park in our garage.
No
one does anymore.
Storage is a big thing.
So question, if somebody's coming here, this is, we get lots of people that say, okay, well, what do I buy? You know, I'm coming here. I've got X amount to spend. What's something that I can differentiate myself from somewhere else? Mm. And this is a story. And I don't know, Tamara, if you remember it, but a client of ours told us this story. Do you remember?
No.
It's the advice of buying a Pinto.
Oh, yeah. This is the best story. I tell it so often. I'm going to let you tell it. I've never heard you tell it.
Oh, okay. There you go. So a client of ours who was really, you know, well-educated and well-versed in the real estate market. And he said to us, this is probably actually when I was first in the business, I think. So a long time ago. And he said, so girls, when you're buying real estate, you always buy a Pinto. And we both stopped. And I said, a Pinto? And I looked at Tamara and I'm like, does he really mean a Pinto, like that old car? And he said, not the car, the horse. So a horse, Pinto, always holds its value. No matter what the market's doing, it's something that's so unique that it always trades high. Because you can't really decide what that value, that true value is. So that's something that we always look and suggest to clients is buy a Pinto. Buy something that is very unique in the marketplace, whether that's, you know, has that lake view that differentiates itself from some of the neighbors, the bigger lot size, larger square footage, or just, you know, a different floor plan that's unique, that's going to be desirable. But it's going to be really hard for somebody to set that value and compare it to all the neighbors' houses if it's unique.
I agree. And I love that story. It's I use it all the time and think about that. Just something that makes it hard to determine value makes our job hard.
Yeah.
You know, when we see something and go, okay, well, you know, it's got this, the houses down the street also had three bedrooms and two bathrooms or what have you, but this one's got that view of the rock face, or this one's got that huge oak tree, or this one has the oversized deck. It does change it. It does make it a little more difficult to put a value, which protects your resale value down the road.
Absolutely.
Because when do you make money in real estate?
It's when you buy.
Yep.
Not when you sell.
No, when you sell, you're at the mercy of the market. And hopefully, you know, you go to sell your home when the market is great, like a market like now. This is clearly a seller's market. They're really, to a certain extent, able to dictate the terms and you know, the price and closing dates, et cetera, because there's just so little supply. Mm-hmm. But when it shifts, and the markets always ebb and flow and have different cycles. But if you go to sell your house and you're in a time when it's a buyer's market and it's flooded with different properties for sale, you really want to have that Pinto.
Absolutely. So I think that that answers a few questions of when buying a property here in the Okanagan. Please reach out to us if you have any further questions or want more information on neighborhoods. We are always more than happy to help.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Real Estate for Real People. If you want to reach out to the Stone Sisters, visit www.stonesisters.com. This podcast was produced by Podigy Podcasts. See you next time.